Welcome to What's Left, a weekly political discussion challenging the mainstream left. I'm Eduardo Abarca with co-hosts, teacher and socialist Andy Libson, and community organizer and socialist Kenny Cepeda. We are online at what-s-left.webnode.com. Quick reminder for folks, please rate, review, turn on your notifications and subscribe. Today we will be discussing the meddling of the elections from Russia stealing the election, to China swaying of the elections, to QAnon conspiracy theories, to social media influencers, and no, not your celebrity influencer with millions of followers posing at cafes with product placements and snappy selfies. No, not those. We mean domestic and abroad troll farms influencing the elections, or maybe not, according to some. anyhow, sorry, Andy, I love poking at you. Cut this piece.
No, it's fine.
You know I love going after you, Andy. Anyhow, back to seriousness. So there has been a lot of talk about meddling of the elections, both from the Republicans, from the Democrats, from independents, and it has been a very hot topic, especially during the 2016 elections. It may have already been a very hot topic amongst other elections here and there, but really what brought it to the forefront was the Democrats and the Republicans in this latest election in 2016. So that's what we will be discussing. I hope that that covers the main topic, no?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's in the context of the mainstream media now predicting, and I think we're all predicting, that there's going to be an election crisis on November 3rd, and that the election is not going to be decided November 3rd. And previously, there was talk of Russia, China, even Iran meddling. That's shifted some now to internal accusations of Republicans and the Trump Trump as a president not willing to step down and doing taking over and sort of establishing a kind of a fascist dictatorship and refusing to leave despite the fact that there will be an obvious loss, kind of thing. So I thought you would mention QAnon, and I thought about in terms of QAnon Russiagate, and then I just felt like it would be worth just discussing what the heck's going on with the election this year, and what's in the wind, and what's reality, and what is fiction.
Yeah. And I imagine the three of us will have very, or maybe, differences in our views.
Yeah.
I am really looking at Kenny on this one today.
I'm curious.
Because I feel like this is the Supreme Court, and I'm here, and Andy's there, and I'm wondering where Kenny stands on this. If he is a... like the, what do you call that in the Supreme Court? The one who is
swing vote.
Yes, the swing vote. Obviously, I'm not saying that you side. I'm curious where. We haven't actually delved into it. And you were in one of the episodes some time ago. Maybe Andy, we can place a link in it where I remember Kenny was hesitant. I remember he didn't say confirm or deny. But you and I were debating, and he was in the middle, as it used to be. Yeah. And I really am interested in where Kenny points his point of view on this one. I'll start with QAnon, as I think that's what gave birth to this specific episode, and then that sprouted into maybe other things. So I think in most recent elections that we have seen in the past months, there have been Republicans recently on the quite far right that have started to use some of the conspiracy theories that exist out there, such as QAnon, to sort of prop up their platform, to be able to reach a wider audience, to a certain base. Right now, it is sort of a Trump base, But it is also, I imagine that it's not just a Trump base, but I imagine it's also a different kind of base that is one that is interested in attacking the deep state and really, really skeptical, really doubtful of government, of, it's interesting. I'm still trying to figure out what Hillary Clinton coined them to be, deplorables, right? And I'm not necessarily using that, I'm just quoting her, but there is a faction within society that does have a lot of, have perpetuated a lot of conspiracy theories, and rightly so, I would say, because of many, many government conspiracies, actually, such as weapons of mass destruction, which is a prominent one, which we have been lied to. And Trump has been able to fill in a populist sort of void there so that they could find this savior in him. And so let me get to QAnon conspiracy, which is, I think, maybe the backdrop of some of one of many theories, or one of the ones that where folks are following from this faction of society. QAnon is, could be a person, could be a group of people, but was most notably recognized within the dark circles of 4chan. So 4chan is like a dark website out there that is similar to Reddit. There are many of these dark websites out there that are very hard to get into, and 4chan has very clandestine sort of underground currents of conversations that exist that normally are not approved of by major social media, redes sociales, which is like Facebook or a Reddit even, or a Craigslist. And there is a queue, group of people or a person did conspire that there is a circle or ring of celebrities or the ruling class is maintaining a circle of pedophiles within the government that are trafficking children. And Trump is a savior. That's basically the gist and the essence of it. Now, how is this related to what I had earlier said in the intro about the meddling of elections? This theory, like many others, such as Russiagate and China and the stealing the elections, and even some of the troll farming that exists, such as Cambridge Analytica, have been in the news lately because they have been persuading the persuadables or the switchers of the USA, at least from my understanding. And so I think that where I'm going with this is that I think it's important, I think that we can sort of delve into what each of us believe is the real or what is really happening at the level of what we think is really meddling the elections. Is it conspiracy theories such as the one that I outlined, or is it other abroad interference such as Russia or China, or is it maybe, as you once said, Andy, the media such as MSNBC and CNN, are those really it? So I'm really curious where you both are going to come at this, from what, where you're coming at this to our topic. But I guess I'll just stop there so I can pause and give you all a second to respond.
Coming into this episode, I had no idea what QAnon was. You know, it's gotten a lot of coverage, I think, you know, from, you know, I've heard of it. I just never bothered to actually look into it. And in looking into it, you know, I learned what you just described, Eduardo, you know, that there is, you know, in summary, once you look at the big picture, that's how the liberal media is selling QAnon as being, you know, in overall, it's, you know, it's, if you believe statistics and like, you know, research group, the Pew Research group, they made a study about QAnon, and turns out the QAnon is only 3% of people claim to know about it, like really. Within that 3%, you don't know which side they're on. 20% of people don't know a little bit about it. 75% of people don't know anything about it. So, but here we are, liberal media pushing this story as if it's a massive, brainwashing of crazy people on the right wing. And so let's talk about meddling, you know, blowing this story to that proportion, you know, that 3% of people believe in this thing, you know, and even when you look at it, you know, the ideas behind it, there is some merit in them. I'm not saying that I agree with them. I disagree. Like it still has its base in some like nationalist BS that I disagree with. But yeah, you know, the liberals are some, you know, fucking crazy people doing some crazy shit, you know, and if we're not thinking that, like, I would agree with that on the right wing, but I would also say, you know, guess what? The right wing does the same thing, but we're playing this binary game, you know, like, oh, them and us, and especially on the liberal left, you know, we know better. And so this connects back to Russiagate to me, you know, that story also had legs, you know, in liberal media, claiming corruption, claiming that these ignorant brutes couldn't have possibly elected Donald Trump. You know, that's why they gave legs to this wild story about Russia and all these bots. You know, I was also watching a documentary about Vice interviewing Proud Boys of Miami, you know, which is made up of basically Cuban Americans, you know, a lot of people from South America. They're actually people of color, and that they're Proud Boys, and a lot of them happy to have voted for Obama. So there is a story there. There was a switch, you know, people who no longer had political space, you know, in this new reality where we're talking about politics of privilege, politics of that. You know, so what do you expect? What do you expect people to go when you're, you know, asking people to participate in a political process somehow with their head down? Again, we're talking about election meddling. It's happening all the time. And it turns out that the Democrats are as big, the liberals are as big meddlers as anyone else. I'm not saying that the Russians may not have bots or anything. And I think that's where Lipson's claim was earlier when, you know, to that conversation that you talked about, that it wasn't significant enough to sway the election to that point. But here we are again, giving legs to another story that, you know, is very minimal, but because we are being shoved that story down our throats by, you know, what do you call that? Democracy Now, or those, you know, supposed more, you know,
independent alternative media.
Yeah, supposedly, you know, but they're still advancing the same storylines that from the, you know, liberal democratic establishment. So those are my initial thoughts.
If I could just respond to Kenny, and if that's all right, I'm not saying that QAnon is something that is one of the major meddlers of what is going to sway or move or have in the elections, but I'm pointing it out. I want to be clear that QAnon is a conspiracy that is definitely one of many that we need to acknowledge that are trying to move the elections. Like, right there, like the Democrats. I do believe that there was a conspiracy to say that Russia is one country that is trying to the whole collusion between Trump and Russia, right? And that is a storyline that the Democrats have. But I guess what I'm not hearing from you is that, or maybe you can, I could stand corrected, is that you're saying that QAnon isn't some element that is going to change or do something to the election. It's not going to be substantial enough to meddle in the elections.
But it is in the sense that Democrats are making it a big story, you know, and the liberal establishment. And that's where the meddling is. That's where there's the big manipulation is. You know, there is always going to be people in the fringes. And even then, you know, I still stand with some of these people, you know, that think while we have had, you know, conversations about conspiracy theories, period, you know, I rather have those people. I rather talk to those people than someone who tells me go vote, you know, and let's battle Biden, you know, later, because we can put pressure on them. You know, because these people know that something is wrong, deeply wrong. And they're not wrong. You know, the Democratic establishment, they're full of horrendous human beings. You know, so is the Republican. You know, and like, that's where I disagree with these people. And, you know, and like, you know, there's been conspiracy, people, the government or the official media, whoever censors, you know, sanctions the official storyline has always called people that, you know, talk about the crazy stuff that our government does, a conspiracy. You know, let's not, you know, in Guatemala, the country, my country of birth, there was a syphilis, you know, test experiments on people, you know, and without them knowing, they tested on kids, they tested on people with mental health. You know, in the US, we've done such horrible things, but if I told someone that, you know, I'm a conspiracist, that's not true because it's too outlandish. So, and if we censor that, you know, if we did censor that out of the conversation, we have a huge problem because it turned out to be true, just like LSD, you know, experiments on people here in the U.S.
And would you then say that, I guess where I am in agreement with you is where sometimes there are criticism from the left onto folks that do invalidate people's concerns about COVID-19, then, for example.
Yeah, of course.
And I mean, I'm in agreement with you there, where I do know that people tend to dismiss folks that are COVID-19 conspiracists because they're less educated, whatnot. But people of color, especially in other countries, have been usually used as guinea pigs for experiments. I understand why people are normally skeptic of where COVID-19 is coming from. But I guess I'll stop there.
So let's say some things that I do think are going on. Does the capitalist class, and is the ruling class, got its fingers deep in things like pedophilia and even sacrificing children and killing children? Absolutely. I believe that the capitalist class does that. I believe things like Bohemian Grove, Jeffrey Epstein was just the tip of the iceberg. Stanley Kubrick did a movie, Eyes Wide Shut, which kind of talks about how essentially the ruling class uses kind of dirty, that the ruling class gets its hands dirty to kind of jump you into its gang. It's one of the ways that you get vetted so that you're able to do some of these horrible things in the world, is to see that you will do horrible things to people, and we will use your complicity in that to kind of keep you into the gang. So in a gang in the street, you beat some people up and, you know, you get jumped in. In the capitalist class, you rape children or you kill them. I do believe that goes on in the capitalist class, in this country and other countries. And I think Jeffrey Epstein was killed because that was only the tip of the iceberg. There are stories of that being revealed in Britain with another character. So yeah, that's true. I just don't think it's located in the liberal wing of the ruling class. I think it's all throughout. Is there a deep state? Is there a deep state that essentially runs the country no matter who gets elected and operates either in conjunction and maybe in opposition if there was a person in power who was elected for 4 years or 8 years who really was going to try to do something different? Would that deep state operate against them? Absolutely. So those are two features of what QAnon maybe talks about that I actually think are fundamentally true. But I would say I would agree with Kenny that QAnon is sort of a liberal. Liberals make something of it, but so do the Republicans. And the reason they do is, I would say QAnon is for the Republicans what Russiagate not just was, but again, Eduardo is. Currently, in 2019, the government was coming out a bunch. There were politicians and mainstream articles talking about Russia meddling already, China meddling, Iran meddling. And these articles, and the things that the Department of Defense was saying, and the NSC was saying, that were coming out saying this was likely to happen. They also said, we have no evidence of it happening, but we're worried about it. So this isn't just something, the 2016 was a complete fraud. The Russiagate was a fraud, but they were planning on perpetuating it again in 2020. So Russiagate is for liberals trying to drive them behind the Democrats, saying that, you know, that the president is a Russian agent. So you've got to defend and you've got to vote for Biden to get our country back from the Russians. QAnon is sort of that same thing for Republicans. There was a notion when Trump was elected that he was going to drain the swamp, that he was going to act in opposition to the deep state. And the interesting thing is I think as time has gone on, it's become clearer and clearer that he ain't draining the swamp. He's trying to move sections of the deep state to do a different kind of strategy. But and sections of the neoliberal wing of the establishment, the old guard of the neoconservatives, and of course the Clintons and Obamas, those neoliberals can't stand his policies and want to get him out no matter what. But there's another section of the establishment that definitely agrees with him, right? The capitalist establishment, and plan on supporting him and would want to see him elected again. So QAnon is right now sort of holding on to the myth that that this president is somehow about to, you know, expose these pedophiles, expose this global George Soros demon that's coming up. And he's not going to do that. But they are going to push that as a way of rallying their base. All right. So there's a lie being told to the liberal, the so-called liberal wing and workers who might be associated with Democratic Party. And there's a lie being told to those more on the right or conservative, those workers who might be supporting Republicans. So both sides are being lied and they're both being driven behind two capitalist parties. So there's truth in what QAnon says. There's truth. But in the end, at the end of the day, and there's also truth in foreign meddling. I think it's more about Israel, things like that. Saudi Arabia is probably more of a meddler in our elections than Russia, I would say. But the biggest issue of meddling in the election is no foreign country. It's no QAnon. Like I said, the biggest issue of meddling in this country is what Noam Chomsky talked about in terms of the structures in this country that exist to manufacture consent. And that is the mainstream media. That is the capitalist class. That is things like Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird was CIA initiative back in the 50s. It was revealed where that basically the CIA was going to leak stories to the press and use those stories to drive a narrative, okay? They stopped doing that. And now what the CIA does is they just plant the people directly in the media. They're there. They're hired by NBC. They're hired by CNN. And they just tell the stuff. And this is how they drive the narrative. So this is how they're able to get away with talking about Russia meddling and China meddling with no evidence. And they even say we don't have any evidence, but they're able to build that narrative to get everyone going crazy about it. And to hide the fact that there is fraud in this election. There's fraud in all our elections, actually. And that this election is going to be, like other elections, taken over by the ruling class and done with it what they will by the ruling class. Either the Republican wing is going to win it over by deceit, or the Democratic wing is going to win it over by deceit. Some of the things I talked about with the Transitional Integrity Project, where they literally are wargaming how Biden can hold on to the presidency even if he loses the vote, and how they can create a constitutional crisis to do that. That's happening by Obama and Wilkerson, who's a former member of the RNC, by Hillary Clinton forces, by Podesta. These are all the same old characters pushing this stuff. By Max Boot, who's an old neoconservative, by people from the, what is it? The Society for a New American Century, all right? These are all George W. Bush people trying to push out Trump by any means necessary. All right. Now, is Trump going to hold on by any means necessary? Absolutely. But what I'm saying is that our elections have always been a fraud, but they're being exposed more now. But it's actually not a problem for the capitalist class, actually. It's fine. It's a problem. It's a problem for workers because we're thinking we have a stake in it. We're thinking we've got to fight to keep our side alive. Like if you're a Democrat or Republican workers thinking we've got to fight to keep our side alive over here, maybe backing QAnon or backing Trump by whatever means necessary. This election has no meaning for the working class. This election has all sorts of meaning for the capitalist class. And so it's the capitalists who are running this election. And they're going to ultimately decide with their electoral colleges and their Supreme Courts how this thing goes down. In the past, they decided it by, I think, just rigging elections. All right. I don't know if there's any one of our elections that could be believed at this point. Not just this one, not just 2016, I'm 12, 2008. I think it's all up for speculation because remember when Obama won by a landslide in 2008, maybe he got those votes. All I know is that the other thing that went behind him was massive amounts of corporate money in 2008 and also in 2012. Is that an accident? So I already know the capitalists lined this whole thing up for themselves well in advance. The only problem they had was they did get a surprise in 2016 when a so-called anti-establishment person won. And they're not going to let that happen again. And that's the one thing that I can see is Department of Homeland Security, the NSC, they've locked this thing up. They're using, I was telling Kenny, they're using Microsoft Election Guard software to preserve the integrity of the election. This is the same software that was used to count votes in the Democratic National Primary this year in 2020. And we already know that was fraudulent. So that fraudulent shit is going to be used to protect this election. Thank you very much, Microsoft. So I guess that's what I would say about this.
I agree with both of you that both parties are guilty of meddling with the elections. I take issue with you, Andy, rather, when you say that it's not any sort of abroad interference when there are troll farms domestically here and as well as abroad. I don't want to dismiss any sort of history of meddling of elections from the USA, interfering with CIA back in the elections in Latin America, or the meddling of the elections in the Middle East, or the meddling of the elections recently with Brexit from a very large company that was from Robert Mercer. But I take issue with you saying that there aren't any meddling of elections at the level of bots when it has been proven, for example, with Cambridge Analytica, 87 million people's profiles on Facebook their data was harvested. And you say that most of the people who voted for Trump are people who have been sort of moved by the populist movement that exists. And I seem to think that it's more so because people have been really tampered with. I mean, Facebook is a very big source of tampering with the way that you see your feed, dealing, taking on personality tests and quizzes and finding out whether you are a swinger or a persuadable, as anyone can see in the Netflix documentary called The Hack, which has released troves and troves of files from whistleblowers from Cambridge Analytica, where folks were saying they were intentionally trying to meddle with the elections in 2016. We live in an era, I now know as the millennial, that the internet is not like it was before. There have been meddling of elections with the CIA. But as this generation continues to advance in technology, I have issue with you multiple times saying in previous episodes, and I'm not sure what your response will be now, saying that there have been zero meddling of elections. And maybe you might even just say decimal fractions of that decimal. But still, close to zero meddling of elections from bots, from trolls. And you seem to think that people sort of from their nature voted out as if they weren't messed with at some micro level, macro level, psychological level in their feeds or by troll farms. And I'd like to know where you stand, Kenny, after that.
I am saying what you're saying. Effectively, the effect of Russia, these foreign bots you're talking about, is effectively zero in comparison. It's an anthill, I guess, compared to the mountain of influence that's being put by corporate America, by Facebook, by Google, not the people putting shit into Facebook, but Zuckerberg and Facebook itself, which is making all sorts of decisions. That was the biggest story out of Cambridge Analytica, was how people's data is being harvested and how corporate America is manipulating people with that data. It wasn't about Russia. It wasn't about Ukraine. It was about how actual corporations are taking the harvesting and selling people's data to advertisers so they can manipulate you and sell you shit. That's what the story of Cambridge Analytica was. So yes, are they manipulating us? Absolutely. And that level of manipulation that they are attempting to do is thousands of times excessive than what Russia did with a few million dollars of Facebook web pages, all right, that I would say had almost zero impact on the actual outcome of the election, or even, I'll just say that, on the hearts and minds of people. But what it did do, what the existence of that and promoting the existence of that did do, is it allowed Facebook and Google to censor all the independent voices, whether they be from the left and from the right, because they could call them fake news on either end. So that is the reason, and the reason I'm being tough on this troll bot thing is because the troll bot story, the troll farm story, has been actually used to attack independent voices in the media to the extent that they exist on the left and on the right. And so you're just feeding that narrative. And so you're just making it that the people who have been putting a mountain of propaganda in front of us are actually taking the little molehills of independence and shoving them into obscurity, at least within the mainstream. That's why I don't think of 4chan as dark. At best, I would say it's independent. What's dark is Facebook. What's dark is Google. What's dark is CNN. Hold on. What's dark is MSNBC. What's dark is Fox. You think the mainstream is light. It's not. It's a dark web that is run by people who have pedophilia rings. Yes, capitalists. That's who run it. Run by people who are willing to kill you for anything, for oil, put you in prison. That's what's dark. I'll tell you, that's what's dark. 4chan running its own little show over here, not being able to be controlled by that. If it's not being able to control, that ain't dark to me. That's light. If to the extent that that is true, I don't know too much about it. So you've got it twisted, my friend. The things that are actually independent are the only things that give us hope. Those things are being crushed by the people running the troll farm story while hiding behind the fact that there is a massive operation of trying to head fix people. And at the same time, there's a massive operation to actually rig the election. And it's being done in plain view. Do you know the company called Cyber Reason? The ones who war gamed the notion that there's going to be a giant crisis? Do you know who is behind Cyber Reason? This massive intel corporation? It's the CIA and the Israeli Mossad. They are the major players in that. So is Israel involved in this? Probably. Yeah. They're having a thing. But does Israel run the United States? No. The U.S. capitalist class runs the United States. They'll use Israel. They'll use Saudi Arabia. They'll even use Russian assets. They'll use Ukrainian assets. They'll use Chinese assets to the extent that they can use them. Absolutely. They will use any of these people to sell a story that will allow them to push control on workers. And you just happen to be buying a feature of it. Not all of it, Eduardo, but a feature of it. And to the extent that you buy it, you're justifying Facebook smashing all these independent...
I happen to be buying what exactly? So you can be clear.
The idea that these troll bot forms represent some sort of threat to us. They don't. They represent zero threat. The actual threat are the people saying that the troll bots are a threat. They're 1,000 times bigger threat than that. So you're just missing the thing. If somebody comes at with you with a baseball bat and I come at you with a toothpick, are you worried about me or are you worried about the baseball bat?
Do you think I'm buying into something that doesn't exist? You're saying that.
I think you're buying into to the extent that it does exist, you're buying you're buying into the narrative that we should be paying attention to it and we should be doing something about it. And that
we should be paying attention to
the troll box.
Conspiracy theories such as the weapons of mass destruction, Russiagate, which is a Democrat's narrative to say that that's how Trump won. We should be paying attention to, as well as QAnon. We should be paying attention to the troll bots that exist, the farms that exist. I think that I equalize them myself.
And this is where I disagree. They're
just as equal for me.
Okay.
What elements
are equal? That's fine.
As well as the media that exists, the fourth state.
And I would not put them in any way on an equal footing. And what you effectively do by putting them even
close to equal footing. You don't think 87 million users of Facebook's that were meddled with have any effect?
Yeah, it does have an effect. What it does is allows Facebook to censor all sorts of websites. Yeah, that's
but
the
you
effect.
Don't think that it tampered with people's psyche in order for them to be persuaded?
Not in any meaningful way compared to the mainstream media. Not even close.
People don't watch. There has been, I forget what study, and I'll publish it, but there have been now people have moving away from television networks onto social media. Social media is the biggest influencer today than it used to be. This is where I feel sometimes that there is a disconnect. The social media is now used more widely than any newspaper, than any television network. To me, MSNBC is an influencer, but Facebook is much more of an influencer than it is MSNBC. And people are now targeted through these social media and through farms that exist through their own personality types. People are taking quizzes. People are taking personality tests. People are being targeted if they're swing state voters. I don't really think that the television, when you just turn on or turn off, that is targeting anyone. If you target specific people for specific reasons, that has more of an influence than if you just turn on the network and you watch something. That is a huge difference. And you don't seem to think that that is one of the major, you wouldn't set them on the table on the same level.
Kenny, why don't you say something?
So much to say here. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there is, an intent to manipulate, and I think it happens on both sides. And actually, I would say, by and large, a lot of these, tech companies are run by, liberals, if you want to talk about this binary, by liberals trying to, insert these, their sense of truth on other people. At the end of the day, to me, I've said it before, it doesn't matter who's in the presidency.
Do you think, Kenny, it's on the same level of influence?
No, I actually lean with Lipson. I do think if you want to talk about technical terms, my Instagram, for example, I'm fed a lot of the things that I want to hear. Okay, sure. So is the right wing, and obviously it comes down to critical thinking. But, because I realize that, and I agree there's people who might be swayed or not, but then think it, to me, it's like a net effect of zero in terms of political changes and swaying people. If you're in the the people in the middle, maybe could be swayed, but ultimately to me, it doesn't matter. That part doesn't matter who's in the presidency. And here we are defending the Democrats because Trump is going to manipulate things or mm-hmm. vice versa, on the other side. So we're playing this binary game. Ultimately, my goal is for people to realize we are being manipulated, all of us. In the end game, it's not even winning an election. It's making money. It's getting profit. In putting us down in situations that are so precarious that we can fight back. And so I'm not gonna defend the Republicans or the Democrats. They're nefarious. They do their own shit. And I actually would argue that the liberal wing is a bigger manipulator.
But I guess I'm trying to figure out, Andy and Kenny, you, Andy, said a word. I forget what your word was. Equalizer or on the same level of? mm-hmm. right? And I imagine it as cards on a table that have every one of the other has some power. So I see the Democrats using Russiagate. I see the Republicans using maybe a QAnon, which is a smaller value of a card. And there are other cards that they use. But you don't see then that is that social media and the fake accounts that exists from troll farms, whether domestic or have any influence on the elections.
I think there
you don't see that.
I think there is a flaw in there too in your argument, Eduardo, that
I'm just curious. Yeah, go ahead. Can
you? I think you're assuming that everyone engages in political material on Facebook. You know, I know my brother for a fact, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And guess what?
But that's not what they do. They also discourage you from voting by making sure that they are fed other things and not again, fed. Yeah.
And you're feeding this story where we disagree that voting matters. At the end of the day, we're fucked. And that's what I want to focus on. You know, like, but here we are defending why they do this and that. The net result is the same. The working class is screwed. You know, and then what it does, what I do agree it does, Eduardo, these bots, and it doesn't come from foreign lands, or maybe it does, who the fuck knows, but I think it's more a bigger interest for people, for the ruling class of this country, is to keep us divided. To keep us divided. To keep feeding you that same shit that you just want to hear. So you see the other side in this binary as enemies, you know, so you see them and you as a liberal, you know, us on the left wing, we dismiss them as brutes, as ignorant, as not, you know, having their own ability to be critical, you know, to have critical thinking, that we ourselves, our arrogance on the left, that we know better than they did. But guess what? You know, and we talk about Trump and like this, you know, like cult following of Trump. What the fuck was Obama and Michelle Obama? Is that not cult following? When they were doing the same shit? Yeah, these motherfuckers, sorry, Trump escalated this. You know, but that's the job of every president. We made that case before. You know,
what is your solution, both of you, for websites like 4chan?
Well, they have to be out in the open.
Expand, you know, like, expand independent voices. Expand them. Expand the independent voices and try to get those independent voices to swamp out the mainstream. That's not what's going on, but that's what we would need. And some of those independent voices I'm not going to agree with, at least initially. But there's no future unless we can expand them rather than shrink them down like you're talking about.
And we're going to have people that we disagree and they're going to cause a lot of, you know.
I did not say that we should censor, but it is an issue.
The forces that are doing decimating, that are screwing people's minds over on a mass scale, that are decimating this country, that are decimating foreign countries, are Facebook, Google, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, CIA, NSC. They're the ones. It ain't 4chan. I'm not worried about 4chan compared to them. So I'm telling you that.
4chan is one of many websites that are on the dark web. 4chan is just used in this moment as a representative of many of these websites that are being used.
I don't even know too much about it, but I'm saying I'm not worried about it.
I don't know much about it, but, you know, again, if we're talking about protecting people, you know, we have to fight these big nefarious forces, ultimately. You know, and yeah, you might have your deck of cards, you know, like if you're pursuing, if you're invading a country, it reminds me of Iran, Iraq. but ultimately, that's the problem, that we want to get fixated on these tiny things. You know, and we don't see the big picture. And so long as we keep prolonging that fucking fight, we're screwed. You know, and so long as we are arguing why Democrats should win versus Republicans because Republicans are cheaters, and we don't find ourselves advocating or doing the dirty work of the Democratic Party, we're screwed.
Right. I invite our audience to check out the documentary The Hack, or The Great Hack rather. I invite them to look at the Cambridge Analytica, which influenced Brexit, influenced the 2016 election. I think that we shouldn't ignore what these forces can do. And it isn't just about the elections. It is persuading people, specifically targeting individuals, that if there is any hope or any resistance for a movement, a revolutionary movement, that these forces have to be looked at, because there are going to be workers out there that will not be decided. A lot of people are undecided. That's what this whistleblower, Brittany Kaiser, was saying from having worked for Cambridge Analytica, as well as wrote the contract for Donald Trump's campaign, and as well as worked very closely with Robert Mercer and Steve Bannon. She was saying that they targeted specifically the persuadables or the switchers, folks that were undecided of knowing where to go. It's not a matter of just the elections. It's a matter of where the movement is going to head. If we're to have a revolutionary left, then we should be keeping our eyes peeled to make sure that we know how to combat. You must know your enemy. And I feel as if both of you are being, and the audience can determine that and be the judge of that, are dismissing this element as if it doesn't matter, as if it's nothing to be worried about. It's none of concern. Don't worry about that. And
yep,
tech is something that's here to stay, and it is advancing. It has a very strong, strong element in how we're going to decide where we go next after this, beyond the elections. And I am concerned that this train won't get any engine going if you can't even figure out what to do of such a apparatus, technological apparatus as strong as this. So that's what I'm just trying to say. If anyone can be manipulated, targeting folks with bots and harvesting data, that is something we have to look at. I mean, we did an episode with Alison McDowell where she said that all of these giants are harvesting our data.
Right. But they're very important, all these giants. I agree with Alison, and I agree with me. I agree when you said
you agree with you.
When you said that troll farms mattered nothing to me, when you said 4chan matters nothing to me, I completely agree with that. I am worried about the CIA, the NSC, Google, Facebook, and like I said, Rupert Murdoch. I am worried about the consolidation of media under these six or seven companies, Sony, Warner Brothers, the people who own Netflix and are feeding you your little documentary. Those are the people I'm worried about. I'm not worried about independent forces on the left or the right.
As someone that is going to vote, and not vote for Biden, but vote locally, especially with many of the measures that are coming through, I think on where I'm concerned is what misinformation is out there to persuade people such as undecided voters. And so I do believe, and I'm going to speak now to the audience, I do believe that voting is something we should all do. I'm not going to be judgy if you're going to vote for Biden. I'm not voting for Biden, but I do hope that this audience, whoever is listening, and I'm hoping that if they do listen, that they go out and vote for measures that are going to impact, as people have now countlessly heard me say, the environment and impact other societal issues, such as social issues that have to do with some level of rights that we're given to be able to retain more progressive issues on the ballot in our county or state. So it is important to me why what we have to look at what forces are out there that are meddling in the elections. To me, it's important. And beyond the elections, I do believe that we have to know what we're dealing with as far as what tech has to do, right, with the new forms of influencing people in tech. And that includes troll farms and hacking of data that includes the giants of social media. And that includes as well network media, that be newspapers or television networks that are really being used by the state to try to influence or dissuade us from ideologies such as anarchism or socialism, and rather trying to demonize folks on the revolutionary left. So beyond the election, that's what I am interested in. I am in sort of learning more about how we need to learn of the enemy, learn of how they're being used to target individuals. And that's of concern to me. I think that that's where I'll stop there. So I know that both of you have reiterated your point that you say it's not important to vote, and that's why it doesn't matter to you what it has to do or say for the elections. And I disagree. Did you want to add something, Kenny?
Again, like for me, elections is a process of disinformation, actually. Have you ever tried to look at one of those books? You know, like it's funny, just in San Francisco, you know, talk about local politics and stuff. It was surprising to people to know how much money our mayor makes in the city. And guess what? It's in that book. You know, I guess people didn't have time to look at it. I guess we're too busy, you know, trying to figure out which policies are good, which policies you think are good and end up being bad.
But I'm not asking for folks to vote for mayors and stuff like that.
Well, you're right. Talking about policies, you know, again, you know, and this is another subject, I guess, but, you know, things that we think are protecting people are really putting people in more danger.
Yeah. That does it for this week's episode. What's Left is a weekly political podcast slash channel challenging the mainstream left. We post information about our topics and our guests on the episode notes where you found this episode, or on our blog at what-s-left.webnode.com. You can find past episodes to this podcast slash channel there and connect with us. I remind folks that if you like anything that you have heard here, please share your favorite episode, rate, review, turn on your notifications, and subscribe to any of our 6 platforms on Spotify, iTunes, Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, BitChute, or YouTube. If you would like to give us feedback about something you've heard or suggest something for us to cover, contact us through our blog. I'm Eduardo Barca with co-host Andy Lipson and Kenny Cepeda. Wash your hands. Go vote. Vote for Andy. Brandy.
I'm not running.
And we'll see you next time. Ciao.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Ooh.